Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog. Today I'm speaking with William Aruda, author of Career Distinction, published by Wiley. So, when did it become a necessity to build your own brand? I know you talked about that a little bit in your presentation, but, and I'm not looking for a date, but, you know, sort of, how did it become a necessity?
I think two things happened. Okay. The internet and globalization.
Yeah.
And that sped up the business world to a point where it's the rate of acceleration increased, thereby changing, we no longer could people have careers for as long as they used to.
Right.
And it's the fact that we're moving all the time, that we're constantly wanting to grow. I think that, and I think September 11th had something to do with it from a personal standpoint, where people are craving fulfillment from their work. If I'm going to work 60 hours a week, I want to be fulfilled. I want to align who I am with what I do.
Sure.
And I think it's those two things that have intersected and created this, the need and the opportunity at the same time.
Cool. Excellent. So what surprises you most about people's reaction to your book and the messages within your book?
I think the reaction that surprises me is that people are surprised at the fact that it's about authenticity, it's not about image, it's not about spin, it's not packaging, that really branding is about being who you are, it's being yourself, just your best self.
Right.
And I think that surprises them, and it surprises me that they didn't know that.
That they didn't get that.
Yeah.
What tips would you give someone to help them define their vision and mission? I thought that was the hardest part for me. When I was reading the book, I was like, okay, the reach, 1, 2, 3, the vision, wasn't so intuitive.
It's the hardest part. And, in fact, even I'll sit across from an executive of a major company who no clue about vision and mission. And I think one of the ways to maybe to back into it, and by the way, doing your other self-work, passions and things like that are going to be much more tangible.
Values.
And they're going to help you think about your vision.
Sure.
A great way to there's an exercise in the book actually on verbs, visceral verbs.
Yep.
And when you think about those verbs, they help you, like create or innovate or structure, or they kind of get your mind thinking about, God, what are the words that really kind of resonate with me? What are the things that I want to do? And then you can kind of, take the next step. Working with a mentor or a coach is a great way, because they're incredible at asking powerful questions to make you see things that you know that you don't know you know.
Right. A career coach? I mean, what kind of coach are you?
Yeah, I'd work with a career coach.
A career coach.
Because they're really good about helping people with career vision. Because so much of your career has to do with where is it I want to get to. And a lot of people won't set that because they think, if I set that now and I change my mind, I made a mistake.
It,
yeah. But that's okay, because you can change your vision every year, your career vision. But by having a point to direct yourself at, you'll be able to evaluate whether or not that's really where you want to go.
Exactly. So does this mean that everyone should have a blog or a web portfolio? I mean, what's your rule on that?
I don't think everyone should have a blog or a web portfolio.
Okay.
I think it's right for some people. Blogs are only right for people who are going to commit to multiple posts, and if they're not going to do that, I think a stale blog is worse for your brand than a regularly updated blog.
Great point.
There are so many tools out there that you can use, like ZoomInfo and Ziki and Zigs, to communicate that don't have to be your own website, where you can use someone else's, but you're still communicating your bio and so forth. So it's not right for everyone. I think eventually we probably all will need it. So getting your mind around that, I think, is going to be valuable.
I'm
now
buying my kids' URLs, which is a great point tonight.
I'm
all
do
over
it right
one.
Away.
Yeah,
great.
Exactly. So what's one piece of advice you would give marketers in creating their own personal brand? I think we might have heard some of that tonight, but I just wanted to recap with that for the rest of the audience.
I think what they need to do is look through everything they do in their marketing career and get a sheet of paper, draw a line down the center, and say, these are the things that motivate me, and these are the things that burn me out.
Nice.
And make a list. And when they get that list of all those things that motivate them, they should think about, God, why am I motivated by this? And how can I use this to be successful? How can I do more of this motivated stuff and less of this burnout stuff? Because that's going to make me, more excited, more interested, more interesting.
Engaged.
Engaged and engaging and attractive to people around me. And by finding ways to get rid of that burnout stuff, and it might mean, shifting roles within marketing somewhere so that you're aligning, those things that you're great at and that motivate you with what you do on a regular basis. I think most people in their career never do that, and if you just spend 15 minutes doing it, you'll be surprised at what you see.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time.
So. My pleasure.
Appreciate it.